Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Thursday the 16th of July. The general synopsis at 1800, high mid-Atlantic 1028, slow moving, intensifying 1032 by 1800 Thursday. High Fair Isle 1029, dissipating by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, northerly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in east. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North at Cirra, south at Cirra, northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times later. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Forties, north or northeast 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th, variable 3 or less, becoming north 3 or 4 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Tyne, Dogger, northeast backing north 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, north or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Thundery showers later, except in Humber, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Dover and White, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, thundery in south, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, variable becoming northwest 2 to 4. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, variable becoming westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later in southeast. Showers, good. Fitzroy, cyclonic 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast, backing north later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, thundery in Seoul, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, east backing north or northeast, 2 to 4, fair, good. Shannon, northeast backing north later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, moderate or good. Hebrides, Bailey, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, variable 3 or less, becoming north 3 or 4 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southwesterly veering northwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in north. Occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional drizzle and fog patches at first in southeast. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in southeast. The weather reports from coastal stations 42300, Tyree Automatic, north by east 2, 6 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Stornoway, northwest 1, 1027, rising slowly. Lerwick, northwest 1, 6 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast 2, mist 2 miles, 1027, steady. Aberdeen, south by east 2, 5 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Lucas, east-southeast 2, 7 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Boomer, north-northwest 1, 8 miles, 1027, now falling. Bridlington, northeast by north 2, 1026, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast 5, 5 miles, 1021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 4, 5 miles, 1020. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by east 3, 1021, rising slowly. Jersey, east-northeast 4, 8 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 1, 1021. Scilly Automatic, northeast by east 3, 5 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north by east 2, 16 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Aberporth, east 2, 16 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Valley, northeast by east 3, 8 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east by north 2, 7 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Valencia, southwest by south 1, 8 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north by east 1, 13 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Malinhead, northeast by east 2, 11 miles, 1025, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, northwest by west 1, 7 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday. The general situation, high pressure centred near Shetland will gradually move away westwards to bring a generally light to moderate northerly or northeasterly flow. Although fine weather for most parts, fog patches may affect northern coastlines at first on Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, east or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3, then north or northeast 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast 2 or 3. Fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 2 in north. Fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in north. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later in west. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeasterly veering easterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 later in west. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers for a time in far west, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate in far west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, north or northeast, becoming variable at times in Cardigan Bay, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Isle of Man, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, Variable, 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate, later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable, 3 or less, becoming northerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5 later in north. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable, 3 or less, becoming north or northeast, 3 to 5. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shetland Isles, variable, 3 or less, becoming north, 3 or 4 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin, and that's just about it from Radio 4 for tonight. After the National Anthem and the Greenwich Time Signal for 1 o'clock, we'll hand you over to the BBC World Service. If you're staying up, don't forget Radio 4 Extra continues through the night on DAB, BBC Sounds and your smart speaker. Radio 4 returns at 5 a.m. and I'll speak to you again if you're listening on Friday night. Until then, this is Richard Evans wishing you a peaceful night. North Star. Good night.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Pete Ross. As the US and Iran continue to wrestle over control of the Strait of Hormuz, Donald Trump says Tehran is ready to make a deal.
They want to settle so badly. They don't like what we're doing. And they do want to settle. We'll find out whether or not we settle with them or we just finish it off.
Joy in Argentina.
I'm really happy. I'm thrilled. And it ended in victory, because Argentina always turns the game around in the final minutes.
After the men's national football team defeat England 2-1 in the semi-final of the World Cup, Ukraine's defence minister resigns a little more than 6 months after taking up the role. The first day of US brokered talks between Lebanon and Israel end with no agreement on the withdrawal of Israeli forces. And scientists in the Democratic Republic of Congo say they've discovered a new species of monkey. All coming up after the latest news bulletin from the BBC World Service.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. The top Iranian negotiator in talks with the US has said Iran's national security depends on Tehran maintaining its control of the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, the US military said it had attacked and disabled an unladen oil tanker on Wednesday that it said had been trying to break the naval blockade of Iranian ports. The escalation around Hormuz has triggered a sharp rise in oil prices. Here's Sebastian Usher.
One of Iran's most powerful figures has insisted that choosing between negotiation and war would be a strategic error. Mohammed Bagher Karibath said that negotiation did not mean compromise and that Iran's approach must be realistic and long-term. The Iranians haven't said that they have rejected talks, although this is what President Trump has been implying. But with both sides focused on the struggle over the Strait of Hormuz, neither seems ready to advance the diplomatic process as the clock continues to tick down on the nominal 60-day ceasefire.
In football,